Well, hi there. You know that opening music and the little song that goes with it. It's your show. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. I'm Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Giorgiani, and we're so glad to have you with us. Still wishing all of you a Happy New Year. If you haven't tuned into a show since the start of the year, Happy New Year to all of you. And thanks for being or remaining a part of the Take Two family. Hey, Deb.
Hey, Jerry. You know, I'm excited about this topic today. We titled it in the form of a question, but we're really going to go a little bit further than what we're asking. And it's just, I think it's something that is worthy at the beginning of the new year, Jerry, and Happy New Year to everyone. And we all look forward to things and we all want to achieve things. We all have a bucket list possibly. And so the question that we're asking today of the Take Two family, is there a dream that possibly you're hiding from others, meaning like you keep this dream deep inside of you, you really want to pursue it, but you just think, well, I got to get on with life. I really can't do that, or it's not the right timing, or something of that nature. We'd like to explore those dreams with you because we believe in dreaming big, especially with God, and it's so important that we talk about things. Now, if you want to keep your real name from being on air with us, we understand that if you're trying to protect a certain dream that's deep inside of you, but you can give us your confirmation name or a name that you choose. But we'd love to hear you answer this question. Is there a dream you're hiding from others? 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Best time to call is always right now at the start of the program, and you can be among the first to get on the air. And what you might do, we say it all the time, but when you share from your lived experience, your wisdom, insights on this program, you really do touch the lives of other people. So it's a community. We call it a family, the Take Two family. It really is a family conversation here. Just pretend we're all gathered around a bunch of sofas, having a little bit of coffee or tea or something, and we just throw the question out there. What do you dream about? Is there a dream deep in your heart, something you would love to achieve soon, maybe a little bit further down the road sometime before you exit this world and go on to Jesus in the next world? As Debbie said, maybe a bucket list item. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986.
And maybe you have a problem dreaming big. Maybe that's an issue. You're like, well, I'm just kind of going through life. I do the same old thing. I get up, get dressed, go to work, you know, the same routine. And maybe you'd like to explore dreaming, and really, it's really very healthy. And it's a wonderful thing to talk about, and we can explore that together. That's what the Take Two family is all about. We do this together. I did bring out the prayer book, Jerry, so I'll add the prayers if people have some dreams deep in their hearts that they want to pray for to come to fruition. Well, absolutely. We definitely want to pray with you. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Well, another way to put it is, what excites you? What is in your heart, something that you long for, you want to strive for at some point in your life, a dream that you want to see come to reality in your life? What is it that really excites you, gets you up each day and keeps you moving forward, putting one foot in front of the other so that you can achieve that dream someday? That's another way to look at that. What excites you? What are you passionate about? 833-288-EWTN. We got lines open now. They're being screened right now. It's a great thing because when you call in early, like I said, you get on the first group of callers. Matt Kubinski is screening calls. Michael McCall is our producer, and Rich Jesse is on social media. So hello to those of you watching on social media. If you're watching on YouTube, hey, be sure and hit that subscribe button because we just want you to make sure you get all the notifications of wonderful things coming your way from EWTN.
Oh, I love hitting that subscribe button because you're right. You get all the great notifications which keep you up to speed on what's going on in the Catholic world. You're so right, Jerry. Okay, the number to dial if you have a dream living deep inside of you and you'd like to maybe talk about it. You know, Jerry and I are life coaches and we'll happily do that with you on this particular episode, but you got to call in. We're not going to be knocking on your door because we expect you to make that first step. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. 3986. And let's do this too, Jerry, because we cover topics from all angles. Maybe you've achieved your dream already. Could you share that with us? How did you do it? Give us the step-by-step and tell us, you know, what it was like to finally make the decision to live out your dream. This is a very good and healthy episode. So really participate. Don't just sit back and listen. We'd love for you to call in. Jerry, the other day, we had, I think, almost the whole entire first set of calls was first-time callers.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Yeah, we've got one waiting on the line right now who will lead us off. That's Bob in Iowa. So, Bob, hang on just a couple more minutes. And, yeah, we're talking about here dreams in your life. As Debbie said, maybe it's something you've achieved already. Maybe it was finding that perfect spouse. Maybe you've got a lengthy marriage that you were just so happy and you want to tell the world about. It could be starting your own business. Maybe you've written a book or maybe you want to write a book. These are the things we're talking about here, dreaming big in life. And we've done shows on the topic of what are you looking forward to. And we really do believe here at Take Two and EWTN that it's important that we have these things that motivate us, that keep us moving forward in life, not getting stuck, but you know, moving forward toward things that are challenges. Maybe sometimes there are things that we feel like maybe I'm not going to be able to climb this mountain, but then maybe you've done that. So if you're dreaming or have achieved a dream, let us know. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Oftentimes, these dreams that we have, we think, oh, does anybody really care? These are just my personal thoughts and things of that nature. We do care. And we're all kind of, you know, going through the similar thought processes too. So please share, because your story matters. It definitely helps other souls. So what you have to say, we're here to listen, but we do need you to step up and make that first call. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And please speak to Matt. He's wonderful to talk to. The show team's in place. Michael's at the controls. Rich is on social media. Jerry is waving to you on social media. I'm a bit under the weather, so thanks for the prayers, guys. But I'm coming back strong, right, Jer?
Absolutely. Debbie always comes back strong, and thank you all for your prayers. They help to keep us going here at Take Two and EWTN. All right, we're going to go to your calls in just a moment. Bob, as I said, hang on. Others are being screened. 833-288-3986. Remember, it's your show. Your calls drive the show. You move it forward. We're talking today about dreaming. Is there a dream in your life that you have yet to achieve? Maybe it's something you haven't really been comfortable sharing with others because it's still kind of taking shape in your mind or in your heart. Or maybe it's something you have achieved in your life after you've dreamt about it for a very long time. We're not talking about sleep dreams, although you might dream about it in your sleep, but we're talking about, you know, dreaming in life. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And right before we go to the phones, I want to tell you about a resource from EWTN. It's called My Guardian Angel, My Constant Companion. You can renew your devotion to your guardian angel. It's got prayers and quotes to help you draw nearer to your heavenly helper with the free. It's an ebook, free, absolutely free, from EWTN. Again, it's called My Guardian Angel, My Constant Companion. And this would be perfect. Not only, I'm thinking about kids, Debbie, but also, you know, even a lot of adults, a lot of us grown-ups don't really understand the powerful help that we get from our guardian angels. So please, folks, get your free ebook at EWTN.com/guardian angel.
Beautiful. Okay, our first caller today is Bob. He is a first-time caller from Sioux City, Iowa, on Siouxland Catholic Radio. Hi, Bob. Welcome to the program. Hey, Bob, are you with us?
Hello.
Yes.
Go right ahead. I'm trying to get to my phone and I dropped it.
Oh, you dropped the phone? Okay. Well, pick the phone up and you're on air with us.
Okay.
Are you there, Bob? Hello? All right, we're going to have to go back to Bob.
He was a first-time caller. Okay, maybe Matt could talk to him.
He's still there, yeah. Matt, yeah. Check in with him. All right. We'll go to Marie instead. Another first-time caller. Yeah. Marie is in Pennsylvania listening on Holy Spirit Catholic Radio. Hello, Marie. Welcome to the program.
Hello, how are you?
Doing well. We hope and pray that your new year is off to a good start.
It is. Thank you, and yours too.
Thank you.
My dream is to reconcile with my daughter, but it's more than that. She's very creative, and I'm very creative, and we're musical and artistic, and I know together we could create something beautiful for this world to reconcile families. And that's my big dream, is to write either a musical book, bring it to God, have a ministry for other people who have been in the same situation. It is a big dream of mine, and if it's possible on earth, then it is. But, you know, God has a will too, and maybe it's possible in heaven, and the Spirit calls me for this, and I've climbed a lot of hills. I can't say they're mountains. Maybe to some people they're mountains, mm-hmm. but not for me. That is my dream and my wish. It's big. It doesn't involve money. It doesn't involve wealth. It just involves love and caring and family united for the effects of other family members and for not even my own soul, but absolutely my own soul too. So there you go.
Wow, that's a beautiful, coming from your heart, Marie. I put it all in the book, the prayer book, because I pulled out the prayer book for this particular episode. Yeah, definitely. But, you know, you made the comment, well, first, you know, I don't know if you were on the phone or holding and you heard the promo in between when we took that break where it talked about guardian angels. Yeah. Getting closer to your guardian angel. Definitely. I would definitely suggest bringing the angel realm into this reconciliation, potential, that is possible with your daughter. I would definitely go from your guardian angel to her guardian angel. And, you know, you made the comment, you know, maybe in heaven. Well, God stands outside of time. With God, all things are possible. And so, you know, a lot of times when we lose things here on earth, or when things are not settled here on earth or fractured, we think it's over, it's done. You know, this and the pain of that lost time really paralyzes us. It's just not true with God. God reconciles all things, and God can do whatever God chooses to do. And so that's the beauty of our God. You talk about dreaming big. We definitely want to dream big with God, because He is a huge God, and He knows every hair on our head, and He knows our hearts, and He knows our sadness, and He wants to make that all right. And that's the way our God is. So Marie, I think there's hope on all fronts, and I love the fact that you shared it with us, so we can start praying for that reconciliation to happen on this side of the veil, so you can explore that creative project together with your daughter. What do you say, Jer?
Well, Maria, you also made a comment. If I heard it right, you said something about, you know, could be the Holy Spirit. Maybe it's not, but I would lean toward that it is, on the side that it is, because, you know, every one of us has a purpose in life, and you're talking about a resource here. You said, I don't want fame, I don't want fortune. You know, you just want to bring help to other people's lives. This is how God works. The Holy Spirit definitely works in ways like this. So I would really lean into that. I would pray to the Holy Spirit, definitely again to your guardian angel. Ask for guidance in getting this moving forward. You never know. This could turn out to be something that really benefits not only you and your daughter, but a lot of other people as well.
And Marie is my confirmation name. Okay. My first name is even stronger than Marie, but I didn't want to disclose that because it's so
sure.
From my heart, this, and from the Holy Spirit, and my confirmation, and I want to keep it. Well, for right now.
Yeah, you know, we get it. But God knows and hears everything, so He's got it. And we're going to start the prayers for sure.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for your guidance and spiritual commitments. And I'll pray for you too. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll take
Happy
it. Deal.
New Year. Yeah. Deal. We'll take it. Yeah. That was funny how you said that so fast. We'll take it.
Yeah.
No, we're definitely prayer beggars. I would say that. Wouldn't you say that?
Absolutely. I always say I'm a spiritual beggar.
Mm-hmm. And we're proud of it. Okay.
Well,
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Marie, for the call. A lot of prayers coming your way from not only us at the EWTN, but the Take Two family around the world. Well, Bob was with us in Iowa. He had dropped off, but I think we have Bob back with us here.
Sweet.
Listening today on Siouxland Catholic Radio. Hello, Bob. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You are on the air. Go right ahead, brother.
I have always dreamed of becoming a pope, but I'm not a priest.
You're not a priest, okay. Mm-hmm. But you had a dream of
being... One dream that I don't think I could ever fulfill.
What's that, Bob? Being the pope?
Yeah.
Well, you know, probably not, because I think Pope Leo is, what, Debbie, the 247th pope or something like that. So in 2,000-plus years of church history, Bob, there have only been 247 men that God has chosen for that particular role. But that doesn't mean, you know, the rest of us don't have something important to play in God's plan, his overall plan for our lives, for those we love, and for the people around the world. So, Bob, you know, you've got that role, and I'm sure you're being a prayer warrior. Is probably one of those things that you like to do.
Being a leader.
Being a leader, but certainly doesn't. Go ahead, Deb.
You know what's interesting, what you just said, Jerry, about this. You know, Bob, I love the fact that that was a dream that you had, or something that you thought about a lot, or even is something that came into view at various times in your life. That to me just tells me that you have that leader mentality, and that you want to be somebody that has that kind of influence, really good, healthy influence on others, to help them get to heaven. So that is really cool. I mean, that's a whole ministry side of you, Bob. Have you ever explored that? I mean, have you ever thought about that? Or let me put it this way. Were you in ministry, or are you in ministry right now?
No.
No. Okay. Okay. But it's funny because, you know, I know people, have you heard this, Jerry? I've met people that from the time that they're very little, they've always wanted to be a priest, or they wanted to do something in that of that nature to really be able to journey with people on this spiritual path, on this faith life, and they wanted to help them. And that is definitely the qualities of a really strong, good leader in ministry.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's very interesting, Bob.
Bob, I don't know if you've thought of this. You said you once had the dream of being a pope. Well, a pope picks a name for his papacy. Do you have any idea what you would be pope who? What name would you pick? Do you know? Have you ever given any thought to that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I've thought about Pope Peter.
Pope Peter.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There hasn't been a second one.
Yeah.
God bless.
And there's prophecies about that too, Bob.
That's right. God bless the man who takes the name of Pope Peter.
Yeah.
All right, Bob, great to have you with us. Thank you so much. Thanks for going to the effort to call back in after you dropped off a moment ago. We appreciate that. 833-288-EWTN is the number, 833-288-3986. Talking today about, is there some kind of a dream that is maybe deep in your heart? Maybe it's really close to the surface, something you dream about daily, regularly. Maybe you've achieved or fulfilled a dream in your life at some point. Share it with us, because your lived experiences are what impact other people's lives. 833-288-3986.
Okay, we would like you to fill that phone line that Bob just freed, and just think about it for a moment. You can do what Marie did. She gave her confirmation name, so you don't have to disclose any private details about your life and your dreams and in that nature by giving it your real name. That's fine, but God hears our prayers, and we have the prayer book out, so we'd like to add your name to that prayer list so we can pray that dream, if it's God's will, comes to fruition. So let's hear what Amy has to say, Jerry. Amy's in Florida on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Amy. Welcome to the program, and Happy New Year.
Hi. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Go right
ahead. Okay. My dream is to write a book, but actually it'd be compiled. I've been, for over a year now, I've been compiling inspirational quotes from saints and people that have helped me in different areas of my life. And I just thought that if I can compile something like in chapters, for like if you're feeling a certain way, you would go to this chapter. I mean, I think I've seen books like this before, but this is what I would like to do.
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of resources like this, Amy, and I don't say that to discourage you. I just say that because it probably means there's room for another one. Because, you know, when you go to bookstores and you look online, these things are very, very popular because, let's face it, Amy and Debbie, we live in a world that's kind of a soundbite world right now. Mm-hmm. You know, I happen to live in a world at the seminary where we have to do lengthier readings like books and stuff like that. But my preference is to read shorter things, especially, Debbie, those things are going to, you know, inspire us and really, you know, just motivate us to be the best person that we can possibly be.
Yeah, I love that. Right. And in this day and age where everybody consumes so much very quickly and the attention spans are short and things of that nature, you've got to really make an impact very quickly. And it's really cool. And if that's put on your heart, Amy, I really think you should pursue it. I put you in the book. I really do. What do you have, like a goal in mind of like wanting to finish it maybe in a year or something of that nature?
Yeah. I want to start it like very soon. I keep saying I'm going to start. I just have to do it. You know, that's my thing. I am a procrastinator, and I really feel like I could put something good together if I get my act together.
Right. Well, let me, maybe this will motivate you. Okay. First of all, Jerry has a question. We were wondering if it's possible you can like even share one of your quotes or something of that nature, just to give us a little glimpse of what it feels like when we read your book. But let me just give you this.
Oh, sure. I can do that.
So be pulling one of those right now. But I want to ask you, I want to just say this to you right now, just so you really take this to heart, because I don't believe there's any accident. There was one time I had a dear friend who wanted to put together a book that was very special for her and her life. And it was similar to the layout of yours or what you were describing to us. And she procrastinated. And do you know that 6 months later, that similar book came out on the bookshelves and she was devastated, Amy? So please do not procrastinate. If you have it in your heart to do it, just push through that sense of waiting or not feeling like it's time or not getting the motivation. Just push through it and do it, Amy, because you don't want that same feeling that my friend felt when she saw that book and she was like, oh my goodness, God put it on my heart to do this and he must have tapped somebody else. Hmm. So there you go.
But anyway, that quote that you wanted me to share, one of my quotes.
Sure.
Okay, well, this was actually the quote of the day. Because I have a lot of apps on my phone, and I look at them in the morning. And, of course, I would put down who was the originator of the quote and probably add my own ideas to it. But this quote is from Saint Therese of Lisieux. It's, I know now that true charity consists in bearing all of our neighbors' defects, not being surprised at their weakness, but edified at their smallest virtues. And I find that very helpful when dealing with people. I deal with a lot of people. I know a lot of people and different personalities. And I ask the Holy Spirit sometimes to just put a gatekeeper at my lip, because sometimes I really think things and I don't want to say them. And it's just certain things like this to help you in your daily life. That's my idea.
Nice. And you're going to add your own commentary. I love that. Amy, we say just do it. Okay?
This quote helps me with.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. You're going to write the book and then you're going to let us know and we're going to praise God.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Amy. So. Please let us know when this dream becomes a reality, Amy. We'd love to share it with you, okay?
I will.
All right, beautiful. Thank you so much. Yeah, I think that quote, Amy made the comment. She says that helps her with a lot of people. I would correct that. I would say it helps us kind of like with everybody, you know, putting up with their defects and then, you know, praising God for their virtues. All right, we're going to come back with more of your calls. Thomas, hang on. Michael and Gil and the others, 833-288-3986.
Is there a dream you are hiding from others? That's the question we're asking today. Wow, I think it's a great one. that dream, those dreams. Have you ever daydreamed? It's so amazing. So come on, you guys, fill up that last open phone line at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Is there a dream you're hiding from others? We're going to get to Thomas in just a moment, Jerry. But before we do, Jerry, drum roll, congratulations to another EWTN radio partner, WMKP-FM 98.9, serving Gainesville, Georgia, is celebrating 10 years with us this week. Congratulations to Carol Bush and Mark Pepper and their team at Totus Tuus Catholic Radio from your friends here at EWTN. Wow, that deserves a definite drum roll and pat on the back and cheers, because 10 years, that's a lot of souls, Jerry.
It is. Getting through the first year or two is the hardest part for Catholic radio. And then when you persevere that long, it's a testimony to the dedication of the founders and their staff, their volunteers, and of course the donors as well. So congratulations again to Totus Tuus Catholic Radio. All right, Thomas in South Dakota, thanks for holding on patiently, Thomas, listening today on Real Presence Radio. Let us hear what you have to say, Thomas. Thomas, you are on. All right, we will have to check back with Thomas, I guess. That would take us over to Michael in Denver, Colorado, watching on YouTube, waving to you, Michael, and everybody watching on YouTube. Hi, Michael, welcome.
Hi, Jerry and Debbie. Thank you so much for taking my call, first
You're
of
welcome.
All, and thank you so much for your hard work and dedication and creative insight every day. It means a lot, so thank you so much, first of all.
Thank you, Michael. You're kind.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm actually a first-time caller. I am 29 years old. And I was going to talk a little bit about my dream, which has kind of been realized in a way, but overcoming anxiety throughout my life. When I was younger, as a teenager, I experienced a lot of anxiety, like social anxiety, and I just had trouble talking to people and just having conversations in general. And as I got older, I kind of just got to the point where I just told myself, God has given you an opportunity to have a voice and to speak. And yes, you have anxiety, but you have the opportunity that others don't. There's so many people out there that have, say, nonverbal autism, and they cannot even speak whatsoever. You look at someone like Charlie Kirk, who just got tragically killed and had an amazing voice and cannot even share his voice anymore. And so it just gave me the impetus and the inclination to use my voice in whatever capacity I could. And this past year, I called into Father Mitch Pacwa for the first time, which was a big achievement for me on Open Lines Wednesday, because, as a kid, I could barely even have conversations with people. My anxiety was that bad. And so that was a big step for me. I've called into some other radio shows. But, yeah, I think the biggest thing, is just trusting yourself and telling yourself you are capable of more than you think. And just moving past, anxiety is a big thing. So, yeah.
Wow. Wow, I am so glad that you called, Michael, being a first-time caller. And first of all, I just want to say, I speak for Debbie and all of us, thank you for the kind words about the show. But, we always say it's your show. This is no show without you and the Take-Two family. So we really do all this together. But to hear that you've really entrusted this social anxiety to the Lord, and you've moved beyond it to a certain extent. You managed to call into Father Mitch's show, like you said, and you've called in here today. A lot of people deal with this social anxiety, different forms of anxiety, Debbie, and it can be debilitating to a certain degree, to a large degree for that matter, for some people. So, Michael, you have really, I have no doubt, Debbie, he's given hope to a lot of people who are listening right now.
I completely agree. I love it. Michael, I was just sitting here with a big smile on my face. You said you're a first-time caller for us. I hope you definitely call us again. You said you're 29 years old, so I hope you take this the right way, because I'm old enough to be your mom, and I am so proud of you, what you have done, and then calling in on Father Mitch Pacwa's show, calling in on our show, you said other shows, and you're so articulate and eloquent and just perfectly polished in your delivery, Michael. Michael. Michael, you have very big gifts and God is using them, and he is definitely putting you on this beautiful adventure, and you are achieving it, and I love it. Keep going. Keep doing that. I mean, I'd love to see you on the big stage someday and really sharing your story with people, because I agree with Jerry. You're helping other souls. And you were saying the TED Talk and things of that nature. That's exactly what I was thinking, Jerry. And I'm Michael. It's so awesome. And if Michael is your real name, you've got, you know, St. Michael the Archangel. Make sure you say that prayer before you go into a public forum or something of that nature. I do all the time, Michael. And, you know, the angels and saints, they're there to help us to achieve what we need to achieve here on this side of the veil. If God's asking us to do and use our voices and use our minds and use our bodies and use our lives to demonstrate Christ in the world. Michael, you deserve a drum roll, pat on the back, a great round of applause. Way to go.
Much, Jerry and Debbie. And I got to ask you real quick before I hop off. You know, you exude such confidence on the radio. Is that something you had to develop over time, or were you always like kind of naturally confident?
Do you, can we each answer that, Michael, for a second? Because we have different backgrounds, because Jerry he's come from radio. He's been in radio since he was very young. I haven't. So we come from a different, point in life. But Jerry, do you want to go first? Because I can share that. That's a great question.
Well, I just, Michael, I used to play disc jockey when I was a teenager, and it was really all I wanted to do was be on the radio. Initially I got involved doing sports broadcasting play by play, but, as far as exuding confidence and all of that, I think, you know, just my experience, like Debbie said, coming up on May 18th, I'll have been in radio 46 years. So that's a long time. And, you know, just having the ability to do it for the Lord, you know, allowing the Holy Spirit to speak through us, I think is the key for me anyway, Debbie, but go ahead.
Mm-hmm. For me, Michael, I started out in the hospitality industry, and I was 19 years old, Michael, when I was a manager for a big resort in Arizona, and I had to speak in front of all of these suits, okay, meaning all of these men, and I was the only female that had to speak, and I was shaking so badly, Michael. I was 19 years old, and my boss turned to me, and he said, squeeze your hands as tight as you can. He goes, you play golf, squeeze as tight as you can, and I said, okay, I'm doing that, John. I remember him vividly saying this to me, and he said, squeeze harder, squeeze harder, squeeze harder. He goes, get all the energy out. Now get up there on that to that microphone and do it. And I did it at 19, and I kept doing it, and I became a public speaker, became a teacher, and then now, on the radio. So Michael, it was a journey. It was a process. It was a way to keep doing it, so to get stronger and stronger. But I vividly remember that very first time I had to walk out to grab the microphone, and all I saw was a room full of men in jackets and suits and ties, and I was shaking so badly. So Michael, I think a lot of people go through it, but what I think happens is as you practice more and more, it becomes permanent. It becomes permanent away. And I can tell you this, Michael, I have walked out on stage where there has been thousands of people there, thousands, and I'm not shaking at all. So it has to do, I think, more with what Jerry said too, the experience, the practice, and then also asking the Holy Spirit to really guide your steps and to let him fill your words and to really lead the way. And your guardian angel is right beside you, Michael, helping you with that. So there's the answer to your question. What do you think? We'd like to get your comments before we let you go for the day.
I think that's amazing. And you think about it, it's an interesting contrast because we live in a day and age where, you know, things are so much easier as far as, you know, the type of work that people have to do compared to like the 1950s, you know, living conditions are a lot easier in a lot of ways, but yet anxiety is at the highest levels it's ever been with young people. And we have to look and say, well, why is that? Why have things starkly changed so much? You know, things in a lot of ways, conditions of life, quality of life have gotten easier, but yet mental illness and mental health problems, anxiety is on the rise. And so, yeah, I think it is about just trusting in God and trusting in the gospel and trusting that in your life. But thank you so much, Jerry and Debbie. It's been an honor, and I really, really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mike. The honor is ours as well for having you on the program. God bless you and a happy new year. May 2026 see great, great things come to your life.
More talks. Yeah, more talks for him, right?
Yeah. Let's go to Gil in New York. Gil is listening today on Alexa to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Hi, Gil. Welcome.
Hi. I know you from Catholic Answers. I know you remember me.
This is a blind gentleman calling in. Yeah,
I wanted to share a dream that I had for a long time, and it almost came true. I wanted to get married so badly. I wrote papers on it. I hope and pray that God in his timing will find me a long life companion that I can spend the rest of my life with. When I was learning how to use a computer for the blind in 2004, I used to write about it a lot. And I almost did get married. I met my girlfriend Nancy at New York Presbyterian Hospital in 2018, and she was suicidal. She tried to end her life by taking a lot of pills, but when she met me the second day, I shared with her, because, I didn't know how to read well, and I got into the Bible later on in Braille, and one of the verses I shared with her was this one: "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." And that and some other scriptures I shared with her had a big change in her life, and she began to believe in Jesus before she passed away. And she died because of 9/11. She used to work near the World Trade Center, a few blocks from the building, and her lungs got affected, and her lungs collapsed. Her brother called me later on to tell me that her lungs collapsed. Wow. And 7 days after, seven being the number of perfection in the Bible, she fell in love with me and everything. And later on, I asked her to be my girlfriend, and we were going to get married. We talked about it a lot. And I mentioned it on Women of Grace, too, which comes on before you, Johnette Williams. So I want to know what you think about that, because I also wrote down that marriage is a lifelong commitment. And even though I didn't get married yet, I still want to encourage people who are married to appreciate what they have, because I want to make this world a better place to live in for many people.
Wow. Well, that's, you know, so many great messages bundled together there, Gil. You've spoken very eloquently about a lot of important things, especially that last exhortation that you gave. I'm so glad that you said that, you know, reminding those who are married, marriage, you know, I've never been married myself either, Gil, but, you know, it's not an easy thing. Some people call it a saint-making machine because you have to, you know, learn to put up with each other's...
It's definitely a saint-making machine.
A saint-making machine.
But yeah, it is.
But it's beautiful and glorious. It's a vocation, you know, and the two become one. But you're right, Gil. You know, please, I want to echo that, Debbie, what he said. You know, anyone who is married right now, if you're going over a speed bump or something right now in your marriage, get over that. Make sure you work that out. Do whatever you have to, because there are people like Gil who, you know, would love to have that lifelong spouse, and God hasn't fulfilled that for him yet. Gil, we hope and pray if it's God's will that he will certainly do that for you.
Yeah. Gil, I just love your heart. I love that you care so much about other souls, and that is such a beautiful Christ-like characteristic, and it is truly amazing. And to remind all of us that we need to appreciate where we're at, who we have in our lives, our vocation in life, our situation, our circumstance. It's really, God has asked us to bloom where we're planted, right? To really make the most out of our life and to do the best and to grow and to learn. Similar to what, you know, our previous caller was just sharing with us, Michael, from Denver, Colorado. You know, we've got to continue to advance and grow and to help each other, but also take care of our families. If God has given us a family to care for, it's so important. Gil, we have to keep those reminders. We have to keep them coming, because this world is very noisy and it gets us very distracted, and it's not where God wants us. And to stay focused is much better. Anything else, Gil, you want to share with us?
Yeah, by God's grace, unfortunately, I got ringing in the ears, which I think you mentioned to me that you have as well.
Mm-hmm, I do.
I had it since 1986, November 29th. I got it by going to a club, and the music was too loud, and they ended up getting the problem. But as a result of that, I met a couple at the health food store, Dennis and Charlene. who had a wonderful marriage for many years, and she gave me the Bible, Charlene, and I rejected it at first, but then later on I accepted it, and I say Psalm 119, verse 71, it says, "It was good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn your decrees." And as a result of that, I also taught myself how to play the piano, so I do play the piano and stuff wow. here at the nursing home where I live, too, sometimes.
Wow.
That's
awesome.
Fantastic. Yeah. That's a dream fulfilled right there, mm-hmm. Gil. I always wish I'd learned to play piano. I'm a little bit envious of you for that, because if you can play a piano and you're in a crowd somewhere and there's a piano sitting there, you're always able to bring joy to other people's lives. So God bless you for that. And God bless that couple that you met, too, gave you that mm-hmm. Bible. Yeah. Thank you, Gil. Have a hope that 2026 is the year that you realize all of your dreams, Gil, mm-hmm. and may they all come true, and especially if the Lord has that special person for you. Thank you, brother. We appreciate you joining us. We're going to get to Carolyn and Rose here momentarily. Just have to mention that coming up next, you probably know this if you have tuned in to Take Two around this time on any other day of the Monday through Friday. You know it's Dr. Ray Guarendi. The doctor is in. Coming up next, right here on most of these EWTN stations.
Okay, we're going to get to Carolyn. Carolyn's in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on the EWTN app. Carolyn, welcome to Take Two.
Hi, I listened at the beginning, and I wanted to say a comment about Pope Peter mm-hmm. II.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There was a book called Shoes of the Fisherman that was published in the 1960s, and I heard about it. I did not read it, but I think it was like he sold all the art and everything, you know, to help the poor, and it was like the end of the world. It was coming, you know, to that point, but... It was, well, anyway. But my dream of what I've discovered is that I have a twin brother. He died 3 years ago. But I grew up with a twin, you know, and so we were girl and boy. And it was, well, anyway, he liked to write, like journalism and all of that. And, but I didn't, you know, I was afraid of writing. Yeah, but anyway, now I have a dream about writing. But we're twins, and so like they're Saint Benedict and Saint Scholastica, they're twins, and so I'm noticing other twins listed, you know, in the book. Mm-hmm. I think Cyril and Methodius.
Cyril and Methodius, yeah.
Another grouping, you know, but I don't know about triplets or other. I don't know of any quadruplets, you know, that are saints, you know, but declared saints, but. Anyway, so I'm interested in that, so I might at least compile a list. I never visited the Minneapolis twin thing, or, you know, they do every year or so. But
That is so fascinating. Carolyn, I don't know how often you listen to Take Two, but we've done twins and triplet shows and things of that nature, because we just think it's so amazing to have twins call up and share, you know, their stories. It's so unique, so different. You know, oftentimes when somebody starts a family, they'll say, you know, how many kids do you want? Oh, what? It would be great if we could have twins. You know, we have twins in our family. It's so cool. And my friend's daughter just had twin girls recently, and it's really quite beautiful. I love the uniqueness of the book. I hope you do consider and pray about it and write something of that angle, because I think since twins are so incredibly it's so intriguing, it's so interesting, the curiosity from those of us who aren't twins, we're always interested in how the connection and what is even the subliminal stuff that happens and all sorts of stuff. I mean, it's fascinating. I think it's a brilliant idea. What do you say, Jer?
I think it is, absolutely, too. As you were talking there, I just looked up online real quickly, Saints Cosmas and Damian. They were twin brothers in the third century. They were martyrs. They were physicians, actually. Also, you mentioned
too.
Yeah, Benedict and Scholastica. There were actually, also, there was a set of triplet saints, and I'm going to try to pronounce their names here.
Wow.
Saints Speusippus, Eleusippus, and Melusippus. They converted to Christianity together, and they were actually martyred together for not renouncing Christ. Yeah. So,
great.
Yeah, well, I love this.
Do you have a date?
Caroline, I love this. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, do you have their anniversary, their date?
It just, they were second century.
You just,
second
I'll
century.
I'll look them up.
Yeah.
Thanks.
But you know, and as Debbie was saying, we are fascinated. We've done a lot of shows on multiple birth, families and so forth. I've always been a little bit envious of those who were, twins or triplets or whatever. I think it'd be kind of cool, especially to be, identical twin. But now to tie this into the faith, Carolyn, like you're wanting to do, hope and pray that this dream of yours does become a reality, because I think this would be very inspiring to a lot of people to read.
Mm-hmm. Very unique and very creative. I think it's awesome. Did you say your brother's still with us, your twin brother, or is he no longer with us, Carolyn?
So near the Feast of St. Charles Borromeo, so he was our patron.
Can you give us your brother's first name? I brought the prayer book out.
Oh, yeah. Charles.
Mm-hmm. Charles. It's Charles and Carolyn.
Gerard. His middle name was Gerard because it was a difficult birth. My mother was praying to St. Gerard. We had to be induced ahead of time.
Oh, okay. Who was older, Carolyn? You or Charles?
Me.
You.
Five minutes. But maybe it was pushing me out. I don't know.
Wants a little me time in there.
Wants a little me time. That's funny. So, Carolyn, while we have a couple more minutes, can we ask you a question? Did you have those kinds of situations with your brother where you didn't even have to say anything? The other one knew what the other one was thinking, or somebody picked up the phone if the other one was thinking about the other one?
No, we were physically separated. Like after third grade, we weren't in the same class.
Okay.
And then he repeated fifth grade. And it wasn't that. I've been physically close to him, too, the past 20 and 10 years. But anyway, in some ways, but not as much as you hear about others.
Right. Maybe that's more with identical twins.
I think about him all the time, though.
You do. Yeah. Okay. Okay, beautiful.
And it's a funny thing. You're born and you can't be selfish. There's somebody else. You're not a lot of single births. They think, I'm the only one.
Well, so I just wonder.
That's the best thing of being a twin.
Yeah, okay. I wonder. It'd be interesting to do a little research on this to see if, spending those 9 months together in the womb, if you learn things like, sharing and shared space and shared, resources and all of that. Yeah, yeah. Shared space. And, shared.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Thanks,
God bless
Carolyn.
You.
We're going to continue to explore this, Carolyn, after you hang up the phone.
Yeah.
So, because see how curious we are? This is,
you've gotten us really on a roll here, Carolyn.
It is. Well, have you ever noticed this? Did you ever hear these stories where you put twins in a crib on opposite ends of the crib and they will find their way to each other?
No, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah. There's all these stories I've read about. We are fascinated by twins. I think the book's going to be spectacular, Carolyn. I hope you do it.
Thank you.
God bless you, Carolyn. Thank you. Your call is going to be the final one that we are able to get to on today's broadcast. Only a minute or two left, but wow, this was an amazing conversation, Debbie, and it just goes to prove that people do dream. We are dreamers. Mm-hmm. We have hopes, we have aspirations, we have dreams. Sometimes they are fulfilled. Sometimes, like with Gil, his main dream of finding a spouse is as yet unfulfilled, but you never know. God could still have something planned for him.
Right. I know. I love this. I love dreaming big. We're big believers in that, and we dream big with God. We go big in this world, and that's the beauty of the Take Two family. I think people that gravitate towards Take Two and listen on a regular basis, you have that same feeling, and that's wonderful. And I think God blesses that. So more graces for all of us today with this wonderful discussion we had. So thanks everybody that participated. Jerry, we must thank our wonderful show team, Matt, Michael, and Rich, doing a fine job behind the scenes making this show happen. And Jerry, I just wanted to give a preview of tomorrow, because I think people need to listen and tomorrow and also participate. The question we're going to be asking tomorrow is, who is someone who has never let you down? Okay, now we're all going to probably say Jesus and Mary, okay? we're talking about maybe somebody you live with, you work with, your friends, your family. So who is someone who has never let you down?
Mm-hmm. Well, we all have those people in our lives. Hopefully we do. And if you do have that person, it really is an opportunity for you to, you know, give them a shout out on Global Radio here. And we can certainly add them, as we always do, to the prayer book and in thanksgiving to God for all that they have meant in your life. So, yeah, again, tomorrow, who is someone who has never let you down? So that'll be what we will discuss. We hope that you will participate in that. In the meantime, as Debbie has already done, I thank the show team, Matt, Michael, and Rich, and everyone at EWTN and behind the scenes. Thank you, Take Two family. It is always a great, great joy to spend this time with you. I want to issue an invitation to men who are a little bit older who think that the priesthood may have, the window of that may have passed you by. I go to Pope St. John the 23rd National Seminary in Weston, Massachusetts for men between the ages of 30 and 60, even a little bit older. So if the Lord has put, touched your heart with the thought of the priesthood, don't dismiss it right away. Go to psjs.edu. That's psjs.edu. And give us a phone call here, and you never know what the Lord might do in your life. Until we talk to you guys again tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.